نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal 1445. And the topic is tonight, Miladun Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So we need to look at things in the proper perspective, so we will appreciate it much more, inshaAllah. Prophets and messengers were selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. But every prophet, messenger, Nabi and Rasul came for a specific time, specific place. Now we need a messenger to come with a global international message for all times and all places and all circumstances. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala chose Habibuna Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But prior to the Milad Mubarak and auspicious birth, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have a term which we call Irhas, I-R-H-A-S, the plural Irhasat. These are extraordinary events that took place prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of the Mubarak birth and auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, prior to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receiving the first wahi and revelation. So this was a preparation, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have selected you to be the only rahmatan lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So let's mention some of them. 55 days approximately before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an incident takes place in Makkah Mukarramah. Abraha comes with his white elephants and he reaches right at that portion between Mina and Muzdalifah. Till today, if you look at the boat, you will see there is like a no man land there. And remember that is Wadi Muhassar where they were stopped in their tracks. Almighty Allah used a tiny little creation. The birds, tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil, Surah Fil, you all know it by heart. And that was to show one of the greatest events of humanity and creation will still take place. So this was a great lesson for the people. Second, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable mother. This is a hadith of the Master alayhi salatu salam in Musnad Ahmad. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the supplication and dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 2 verse 129, when he rebuilt and reconstructed the Baytullah, he was the main personality and his son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam was his assistant and helper. Now it's complete. Now it's time to make dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. And then in front, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 129, رَبَّنَا وَبْأَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Ya Allah, from them, from the people of Makkah, from the people of Faran, from the people of Ummul Qura, you send the final messenger, and lo and behold, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua is accepted. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, his name nami, isme grami, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. And he is the last messenger among the Israelite messengers and prophets. So in Surah 61 verse 6, he is showing the people that I am here for a limited time, but after me, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِيَاتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will be. So there will be a final messenger, and I'm giving you the glad tidings. His name will be Ahmad. What is the meaning of Muhammad and Ahmad alayhi salatu salam? Muhammad means, in the context of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Allah will continue praising him, khalidan abada, forever and ever. And remember, what is the meaning of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi salam? I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will praise Almighty Allah the most in the entire universe. See the beauty of the names. Then we see Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable mother, during her gestation and pregnancy, she says, وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak has still not taken place. It's still going to occur. But the Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable mother, Sayyida Amina, sees nur, radiant effulgence emanating from her, from Makkah, and she's seeing the palaces and buildings there in Sham, in Levant. That is your Syria, Jordan, Palestine, those area. And particular mention is made of Busra, not Basra. Basra is in Iraq, this is Busra, more that side towards Syria and so forth. So why Busra? Basr, to see. So one day you will see that all these areas will be under the rule of Islam and Muslims, and it happened just like that. So imagine Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother already knew that this baby, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, will be, and will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. What happens after that, brothers? So we can specify the place, the time, the occasion, everything. Wulida Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amal feel. His ijma consensus on this Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's milad mubarak took place during the year of the elephant. I just mentioned to you now 55 days before that. Second, it was Monday. On that also there's ijma and consensus. What time on a Monday, and the month is Rabi'ul Awwal. So remember that also we can pinpoint and specify. It was 4:36 a.m. between 4:36 and 4:40 on 20th April, the year 571. And even today, if you Google it, you will see 4:36 to 4:40 is Subah Sadiq, to show the world Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Noor and with a message of Noor. So Subah Sadiq comes, Fajr time enters, the fasting time starts, and the time of darkness and Zulumat is now removed and obliterated. So what do we see? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak takes place during the time when Subah Sadiq, the true dawn just starts. The night is finished now. And Surah 14 verse 1, what does the Quran Sharif tell us? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your message is a Nurani message. It's filled with Noor and radiance and effulgence. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You must take the people out from the darknesses and bring them towards the Noor and the radiance of Islam. Every other ism besides Islam is darkness and zulumat. Only Islam has Noor, radiant effulgence at all time, all places.
So we know the day, we know the time, now the place. In Makkah Mukarramah, for the best of Allah's creation, the greatest and most sacred city. But way in Makkah Mukarramah, in Shi'bi Bani Hashim, today when you go to Safa Marwa, and you look on your right hand side, you will see there's a small room there. So remember the Saudi regime, many years ago, they wanted to even demolish it. How they demolished so many other things. But the Ummah stood up and said, no, this is the Mubarak place where the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak took place. So how can you demolish it? So imagine even that has been now preserved and has been protected with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What happens after that? I'll just give you 3-4 incidents so you will understand. When we speak of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, anybody can speak as long as he's authentic. Then you must remember the poem of Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ حَسَّان. Who is Hassan radiallahu anhu? He was the greatest shair, poet of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Alusi rahimahullah writes in Ruhul Ma'ani that one day Hassan radiallahu anhu is praising the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. But how does he praise him? He says, ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي لكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي. It's not that my words and my speech will elevate the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام's rank. كلا حاشا وكلا. No, my speech and my words get elevated with the name Nami Ismi Grami, with the honorable name of the Master. See, brothers, big difference. Why? Allah Jalla Wala already elevated the Master alayhi salatu salam. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we have elevated your name nami, your ismigrami, your mubarak name. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name, Ya Rasool Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name is also taken. Allah ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in our kalima. أو أذان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. سيدنا عباس رضي الله عنه, the chacha, the kaka, paternal uncle, the am of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you want reference, there are ulama, there are students, there are many people who know Arabic. You should refer to these books and go and read it. In Usdul Ghaba by Allama ibn Athir. So he wrote various books. In Usdul Ghaba fi ma'arifati sahaba, he writes this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place. And what happens then? So you must remember, he is describing his beloved nephew, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, this is Sayyidina Abbas, the chacha, the kaka, uncle, paternal uncle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, أنت لما ولدت أشرقت الأرض أنت لما ولدت أشرقت الأرض يا رسول الله مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. The day your Mubarak Milad took place, the whole land and sand, everything started shining and glittering, the terrestrial creation of Almighty Allah. وضاءت بنورك الأفق. And with your Nuri Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the celestial creation also started shining and glittering. Imagine how the uncle is praising the nephew, and the nephew Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is destined to even greater heights still. Learn the Arabic language, oh brothers, sisters, children. Anta lamma wulikta, you ya Rasool Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of your Mubarak Milad, ashraqatil ardu, wa da'at binurika al-ufuqu, and then the entire horizon and the whole world was illuminated and radiance was flowing everywhere. Fatima binti Abdullah radiallahu anha states, I was right in the room with Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, the honored of the mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what she says? She says the entire room was filled with radiance and the stars were coming down. I, Fatima binti Abdullah, I even feared that the stars would strike me because Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. See, brothers. Those of you, you've been to Makkah, you've been to the graveyard. That's a different story now. Normally, when I speak of Hajj and Umrah, I give two incidents, you know. I said that they push me in front, you know. And they tell me, make dua after Umrah, Hajj and so forth. So we make dua in Urdu, Arabic, English. So we make dua, Ya Allah, humare Hajj ko kabool farma, accept Hajj, everybody, Ameen. Allah, Umrah ko kabool farma, Ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki ziyarat kabool farma, accept our stay and our visit to Madina Munawwara to namaz. So then in the ending I say, Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma, let us pass away. So the Ameen come out very like the Hanafis, you know. All become Hanafis then. The Ameen don't want to come out and ask, brothers, what happened? They say, no, we got the dollars and riyals still left here. We can't die now. I say, Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, we want to die, but Amreni, not now. They see, the shopping is still left, you see. So when we announce in Medina that we're going to visit the Maqabir, the Maqbara, Baqi, because it's just opposite the masjid, we start 20, 50, by the time we end up, we're over 100 many times. All this, Hazam in Fadli Rabbi. When we announce in Makkah Mukarrama, we're going, then only 5, 10, 15 brothers come. We already forgot all the ihsan of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. We forgot the ihsan of Sahaba upon us. What were sacrifices they made so that we could receive Islam? So where the Maqbara is, you must learn the proper pronunciation. Makkah is at the slope. So where the graveyard is the upper region of Makkah, Mu'alla. Not Mala Mala, that's all our fairy tale story. Mu'alla, you must remember, is the upper region. And where your Zamzam and Hilton and all that is Misfala. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place. The jinnats, they're there at Hajun. Hajun is where Mu'alla is, where the graveyard is, the cemetery is. And that morning already they're announcing, Akrim bi mauludin wa akrim bi walidi. That, oh you people, the maulud, this Mubarak baby and child, who was, who is, who will always be the most precious, most beloved to Almighty Allah, you must honor him and honor his family as well. If you want the references of all this, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, when I left South Africa, first time in my life to go study overseas in 1974, Hazrat was just appointed the teacher, and we, his first students, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, in Karachi, this was in 1974. And now every Wednesday, like today is Wednesday, so I was thinking of it now, that I sit by Hazrat, we attend the lesson, and then we sit alone when we have many. So the radio, I say, we have bilateral discussions, you know, like big politicians speaking now. So anyway, you must remember, Allah Ta'ala give our Hazrat Siha Afia. He wrote an excellent book for those of you who know Urdu and Arabic, remember? Qasida Burda, you heard of it. So he wrote the commentary of it. Ad-durratul farda. I have a copy now in the car. So whilst you were coming here with Hafiz Muhammad Basa, I said, let me just see my notes, what else there is there I can pick up quickly before I arrive here. So, go read these books and Iman taza ho jayega. Remember this type of things there. So thereafter, we see the Persian Empire. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's golden entry, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming with the greatest message. So there are castles and palaces, remember, 14 big towers, all crumbled and crashed on that night there. Your nur is nothing, the greatest nur among creation is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fire that was burning for 1,000 years and more, all became extinguished. The lake Sawa that is there automatically became dry and so forth. All of them realize that remember something special is happening. And that is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now the question arises, when the Master alayhi salatu salam Mubarak birth took place, then what happened? So remember Abdul Muttalib went, listen carefully. Abdul Muttalib went to the Baytullah. They all knew the Baytullah is a magnet, remember that. Everyone wants to go there. And there he announced, I kept my grandson's name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that name was not known. Nobody knew this name. So they asked him, but why that name Muhammad? He said, the one in the heavens and skies, he Almighty Allah will praise him, and humanity on this earth will also continue praising him. See, brother. Therefore, when we take the name, and Nami Nami Isme Grami, people ask me, what is this Nami Nami Isme Grami? It's a little bit high Urdu. So remember, it is out of honor and respect and love for the Master alayhi salatu salam. So we use this. So before we use the name of the Master alayhi salam, or after that, you must use honorary titles. I can call you Abdullah and Umar and Farooq, and you can call me Abdullah, Abdul Qadir. It's no problem at all. It's totally permissible. But in the case of the Master alayhi salatu salam, it's not permissible. Quran says so. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. You cannot call Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you address one another by your names. Honorary titles must be used. Almighty Allah himself is showing so much respect and honor to the Master alayhi salam. 25 prophets and messengers, nami nami, honorable names are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Musa, Ya Isa. All that you will find. But when Almighty Allah addresses the Master alayhi salam, what you will see? Ya Ayyuhal Rasul, Ya Ayyuhal Nabi, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir. What is it showing? Allah is showing so much respect in me and you, who every day we committing vices and sins. How much respect and love must we show for the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? Think about that properly. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak takes place in Makkah Mukarramah, and the people are elated, delighted. So much so, on that night, on that day, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Bukhari Sharif, then Abu Lahab, remember, he has a female slave, Thuwayba. So Thuwayba came and gave him the great tidings to Abu Lahab. You know Abu Lahab, Quran speaks of him, Surah 111, he's dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. And she informs him, MashaAllah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak took place. With his index finger, he pointed to her, go, you are a slave, but you brought such great, magnificent news. Anti hurra, you are free, and so forth. Every Monday, remember that year, between the index finger and the thumb, then the punishment for Abu Lahab gets less as well. He showed some honor to the Master alayhi salatu salam by liberating that lady and that female slave. So remember, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote in his fatawa and other works that that night wherein Nabi Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad took place, Milad Mubarak took place, is one of the greatest, greatest nights ever. Why? Because Quran Sharif came to the Master alayhi salam. The greatest constitution and the greatest of Almighty Allah's creation. So therefore, we must understand that what is the meaning of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is growing up. Yea, in Makkah Mukarramah, remember drought came. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still very, very young. The people came there to him, Abu Talib, and said, the uncle also, Abu Lahab also his uncle, and Abu Talib also his uncle, the chacha. And what happens, my brothers, that you must remember, they told him, Abu Talib, you the big shot, you the trustee, yeah, do something. What did he do, my brothers? There is drought there in Makkah. So what did he do? So he takes the Master, this is in Bukhari Sharif. And if you want the details of it, you will find in Rahikul Makhtum, and you will find it in various kitabs and so forth. Ibn Majah also speaks about it. He takes the Master alayhi salatu salam, wa alsaqa zahrahu bi baytillah. So he takes the back Mubarak of the Master, and he lets the back Mubarak touch the Baytullah Ka'ba Musharrafa. The countenance Mubarak, the face Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam must face the people. Then he, Abu Talib, started reading. What does he read? Wa abiyada yustasqal ghamamu biwajhihi. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, your countenance Mubarak is so beautiful, so magnificent. It is shining and glittering. through the wasila of you, we believe in wasila. We belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So through the wasila, this is when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very young. So through your wasila, Ya Rasulullah, that we want the rain to come, and because there's drought. And what happens? So after that, the clouds form, and the rain comes and everything. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, mentions this incident in Salatul Istisqa to show us that this is how rain came. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so young, and the countenance Mubarak was being shown to the people, but the greater message was, you can even use the Master alayhi salam's wasila when there's a shortage, an acute shortage of rain. Zamzam, also part of the irhasa. When we were very young in madrasa, so they should tell us Zamzam means stop, stop. You see, people also, they just make, you must remember, a lot of stories you must remember. They say that, but it's not true, the stop, stop story. You'll know Sheikh Owama is a great scholar in hadith, he's in Turkey. His son-in-law is Sheikh Said Bagdash. I met him several times. He wrote various books. He wrote a whole book on Zamzam. And he wrote the history, the virtues, and many incidents. In there he writes, Zamzam means al-ma'ul kathir, abundant water, million, million, billion, zillion liters already. Understand the background. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam is there in Makkah Mukarramah. And lo and behold, there's a group of people, the Banu Jurhum. The Bani Jurhum originally from Yemen. But now drought came there, so they came this side. So they landed and they then settled in Hijaz. Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah. This area is called Hijaz. So there was very good ta'alluq connection between them. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam even got married in that family. But then he passes away at the age of 130 years old. That is Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. According to the historians, he's buried there in Hijr-e Ismail, where we call the Hatim, the Arabs call Hijr-e Ismail. Thereafter, remember that they gained a lot of power and so forth, the Jurhum, and war broke out between them and Banu Ismail. So that is now Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's progeny. So now they took flight and ran away the Banu Ismail. But the Arabs, they said, these people are now gone overboard. We all must join the ranks. So all the Arab tribes in there joined rank. And what happened after that? Then they came in and they fought them and beat them. So when you defeated, you saw what the haramis did in Afghanistan. So how they damaged all their equipment and so forth there in Afghanistan. So the Banu Jurhum said, before we go, let us destroy something. So they took so much sand and everything, and they poured it on top of the Zamzam and the well. Nobody could even find where the well is now. It's war time and so. Now people are worried. The time came of Abdul Muttalib, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather. So Abdul Muttalib sees a dream. He's there in the Hatim, Hijra Ismail. And a person, somebody comes to him, angel, whatever, comes to him and tells him, Barrah, that something very, very pious and good. And so. What? Nothing. Second night, somebody comes to him and tells him, that Madnuna, now it's very, very near. You are very near. Now it's all Bisharat, glad tidings. What? Third night, again he sees a dream. This is Abdul Muttalib. You say, Tayyiba, very, very pure. You see, but what? Still nothing. Just come, make, whisper and go. Fourth night came, say, Zamzam. So now he knew, I must go. This is something to do. So all the signs were shown to him. He and his eldest son, Haris, he said, let's start digging now. Then we will find the Zamzam well. Lo and behold, now he starts digging, he and his son. He's digging and the son is moving the sand and so forth. Then he said, Ya Allah, bless me with 10 sons. And then I will sacrifice one of them. Lo and behold, Allah blessed him with 10 sons. The younger son is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable father, Hazrat Abdullah. So understand, all this happens, right? He finds the well of Zamzam. The Arabs are happy. He says, Hada tuwa Ismail, that this is the well of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, meaning that he was there that time and so forth, crying, and you know the story. So what happens after that? So now He is told, you said you are going to sacrifice one son of yours. So now, awfi bi nadarik, now fulfill it. Now they have a raffle. Every time they cast the name, so the name of Abdullah comes out, Nabi alayhi salam's father's name comes out. Say, now what? Say, no, you can't do this. It will become a custom in the Quraysh and Arabs. People want something, they'll sacrifice their children. Say, okay, do this. Such a wealthy man he was, Abdul Muttalib. They do this, whole of Makkah surrounding the Baytullah. It's like a spectator. You know, all the spectators are there like. You say, okay, that you must have lots. That either you put Abdullah's name there and you put the camel's names there. If the camel's name, then you have to slaughter 10 camels. So first time, whose name will come out? The camel's name. So 10 camels, 20, 30, 50, 80, 90, 100 camels here to slaughter. And then the name of Abdullah, that his name got spared and all that. So every time Abdullah's name was coming out, and they had to increase the camels and so forth and so on. So 100 camels here to slaughter. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one name Mubarak is Ibn Zabihain. My two fathers were supposed to be sacrificed, but none of them got sacrificed. One is Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, we know that incident. And one is my honorable father, Hazrat Abdullah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, father passes away at the age of 25, before the master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak. So you must learn about the history of Zamzam and what role Abdul Muttalib and his sons played in that. And today we are drinking the Zamzam and so forth. Let's go on now. You must remember what else happened at that time there. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the issue came of breastfeeding. Who is going to breastfeed the master alayhi salatu salam, murdi'at? So remember, it was Sayyida Amina, the honorable mother, biological mother. Thereafter it was Suwayba, so that is Abu Lahab's slave who was given freedom. She even breastfed Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Remember them? Hamza radiallahu anhu is the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam and the foster brother also. They were breastfed both by Suwayba. Suwayba breastfed Sayyidina Hamza, and after many years Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Sayyida Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu anha. You know it was a custom among the Arabs. They would come from far and wide and so forth. Now imagine, this is how Allah gives honor. This is how Allah gives honor. You want to know about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Siratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Read Surah Wadduha. What happened initially? Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you yateem. Father passed away prior to the Milad. And poor household. See, all this thing. And after the wahi revelation, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So see, how Allah is elevating. So she is Sayyida Halima Sa'diyah. So why Sa'diyah? Do we know what the meaning of Sa'diyah? It's a tribe, Qabila Sa'd. So they are there when you go from Makkah to Taif, you go beyond that. So they were living there. So she came with her husband and family, whatever. Their camel came like almost last, like it. So she was told that, yeah, nobody wants to take the yateem because money, you know, people turn towards money all the time. Annasu malu ila man indahu malu wa man la indahu malu fa anhu annasu malu. That way the mal is there, you will find lot of people going there. You see, the politicians also going there, some maulanas also going there, the muftis also, some of them going there. You see, because you come back with something, you know how it is. وَمَنْ لَا إِنَّهُ مَالُهُ فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَالُهُ. And when there's no mal, then they say goodbye, bye-bye. So they said, hey, we can't go there. You must remember this time. We won't get anything. Zahab, mal in Arabic is a verb and a noun. Zahab, gold, is a verb and a noun. النَّاسُ ذَهَبُوا إِلَى مَنْ إِنَّهُ ذَهَبُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنَّهُ ذَهَبُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ ذَهَبُوا. So where the gold is there, everybody is busy there, you see. Where there is no gold, is fake, is not genuine, the people just make bye-bye, lay-bye, goodbye and they go. So she, Sayyidah Halima Saadiyah, Allah wants to elevate her rank. She took the master, alayhi salatu salam, embraced the master. Now they're returning to Taif and beyond. So now her camel Mubarak is overtaking everybody. The people ask her, did you change the markab, you change your camel? She said, no. The markab, the camel is the same. The rakib has changed. The personality has come with, he brought all this barakah now. From that day already she realized that he, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how majestic he was and how great and so forth, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. So imagine she was given this honor. Nevertheless, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches the age of 6. Went with his honorable mother from Makkah to Medina, and there, because you must remember, the family was there in Makkah and Medina. So when they were returning, now the Saudi regime, they demolished all this. In the 60s, 63, my parents went for Hajj, so we know a little bit what happened those times. Hajj was on a Friday. So they would tell us stories and where they went and so forth. First time I went was 74, Ramadan, Umrah, and 75 for Hajj. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was there, so Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One story of Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri. We used to sit there and we used to get so frightened because Hazrat was no ordinary person. Hazrat had Jamal and he had Jalal and he had Kamal also. You just looked at him, I saw teachers shaking in front of Hazrat. You must remember, what are we, non-entities? So Hazrat bin Nuri used to say, we used to sit there, he said, Jawani ka alam tha. That we were very, very young, and we used to come from the mountains and so forth. Yomiya hum 32 martaba tawaf karte the. He said every day, daily, we used to make 32, 33 tawafs and so forth. Imagine. So I told my satis, if we and you're going to make 32, 33 tawafs a day, you'll see satu janaza after that, you understand? So we'll be flat, you must remember this. We can't even make one umrah per day and all that. Now where you speak of 32, 33 tawafs? So anyway, so why I'm telling you that? So when you came from Makkah to Medina, or Medina to Makkah, then there was that famous place where you had fish and all that mastura. So I know in 74 and that we stopped there. So when you just go inside, there's a place they call, you must remember, Abwa. There Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his honorable mother passed away. Now, father passed away before Milad. Honorable mother passes away. Who will be the personality who has custody now over the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah jalla wala in his infinite grace and mercy chooses an African lady. That is Allah. Allah chooses who he wants to. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. So who's the African lady? Her name Baraka. And remember her kunya and agnuman is Umm Ayman radiallahu anha. She brought the master alayhi salatu salam right from there to Makkah Mukarrama. When he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would see her subsequently and he would address her, Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. Teach the people who Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be. What is his legacy? We speak of Rabiul Awwal, we speak of the turf of Rabiul Awwal. All that we accept, but you can't stop there, my brother, my sister. We have to take the message everywhere. Don't be apologetic, don't compromise. We have the best, we have to share it with the rest. That is the message of the messenger which Quran speaks about. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with huda, with that hidayat, with that nur. And that nur of Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran says, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Allah made the sun, remember siraj, that lamp, that lantern, and finish. But for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, Sirajam munira. The nur of the Master alayhi salatu salam is spreading throughout the whole world. Ours is a small chewing gum we are. We can never compete with all these big guys. What TV stations they got, radio stations they got analysts and they got politicians and governments backing them. But small little effort with Allah's help, Allah reward our capital group who run this musalla, that Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all of them. You see, Monday night they passed, 63 people embrace Islam. So this is the fadl, the grace. So we must say, it is the message of the messenger, and it is still spreading throughout the world. How? هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. And it is the only true religion. So what will happen? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Islam will prevail over every religion. So that must be our aim, that we must aim for the best in everything. So we take the message of the messenger, we will fulfill our duty with beauty, and we will beat the enemies in their own game also. You want war? We will teach you what is war. You came to Afghanistan 3 times, the British, and they made it them there, the graveyard. Macmillan said in the 60s, Prime Minister of Britain, first law of politics, never ever invade Afghanistan. Who did it? You'll find it. Russians came, and they thought this is a walk in the park. 10 years or so they stayed there, the whole Soviet Union crumbled and fell apart, disintegrated. Americans came, you know Americans are cowards and haramis, they don't come alone. So they bring in their coalition of the willing, as they call it. And then our Taliban, not one plane, one not helicopter, they were chimples with sandals. They say, come, we'll take you on. And remember, after 20 years and 4 presidents and $2-3 trillion, the Taliban are back in power. Yesterday, day for yesterday, you heard in the news, their currency, the Afghan rupee, is the best currency in the world in the past quarter. These are the people you must remember who don't even know English properly and so forth. But when you make sacrifice for Allah's deen, Allah will give you such honor and izzat and other barakah in this world also. So liyuzhirahu ala deeni kulli. So my message to you, my brothers, is this. It's not that we just speak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tonight on 12 Rabiul Awwal. Nay, every day we have to speak about the Master alayhi salatu salam. Every day we have to read Durood Sharif and Salawat upon him, the Master alayhi salatu salam. If somebody has to ask us, what is Durood? How many of us know? Durood is a Farsi word, a Persian word. And it means bumper crops, bumper harvest. You are a businessman, you are a vepari, you know what, how you operate. You want maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that's why it's called durood. Meaning we just say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see the rewards that will come to you. Remember, multiplied manifold. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mohana Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, I think I mentioned it last night also. So you must remember that I saw myself, but Allah said we used to go from Karachi also, from here also. So now we no more go, we're sitting still here. You see, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is there, so we don't go. So anyway, you must remember this. So what happens is, that winter night, December, January, they to bring the overcoat, blankets, everything, outside the masjid, outside the fence. Hazrat Shaykh Mohammad Zakariya is to spend 2.5-3 hours reading Salat and Salah. How so? What you read 2.5-3 hours? As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. You read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddassir. You read the whole surah Muddassir. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal nabi. You read the whole surah Tahrim. Ya ayyuhal nabi. Like that. And then cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I also want my madfan. I want to pass away here. Like Sayyidina Umar used to cry. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. He cried, Ya Allah, I want to pass away in your path, but I want to be buried here also in Medina. Allah didn't just accept his dua, Allah accepted even more. No, Umar, you are the special person. Sab aaye, Umar didn't come. Umar was invited to come. That is Umar. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar our side or bring Amr bin Hisham our side. Amr bin Hisham became Abu Jahl, dispatched to Jahannam, and Umar became Umar radiyallahu anhu arda, Amirul Mu'minin. In the ending, I have 5, 7, 10 minutes left for the dua, so I want to teach you one lesson. There's a waliullah, his name Ahnaf bin Qais. You must read the profile of these people. He says, I was reading the Quran Sharif, and then I came across this verse. I want all of you to learn this incident. And what is Quran Sharif? He says, when I came to this incident, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ. So you must remember, Allah Ta'ala say, I revealed to you this kitab, dhikra, that fihi dhikrukum, that there is your dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned you in the Quran. Afala, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. That Allah has revealed this Quran to you, and you are mentioned. He said, Allah, you mentioned me. He said, I start reading. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. The muhajirin, they made so much sacrifice. They left their houses, left their wealth, they went to Medina to show their love for the Master, alayhi salatu salam. We prepared them. He said, listen to me, Ya Allah, I'm not from them, Ya Allah. And then he read about the Ansar. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They loved the people who migrated to Medina. And not only that, in front, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They gave them preference over themselves, although they were Indian. Said, Ya Allah, lest you meet whom, Ya Allah. Then he read another verse. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ وَمَا. And then what happens? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ. That some people, they walk straight into Jahannam. When they ask why you landed up in Jahannam, they will say, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ. We never used to read Salat punctually, regularly, once in a while. And وَلَمْ نَكُنُتْ إِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We shouldn't feed the poor and give zakat, a voluntary charity. He said, Allah, Allahumma inni atabarrawu ilayk, amin ha'ula. Ya Allah, I'm making you witness. I sever all ties from these type of people. I don't do these things, meaning I try. But still now, Ya Allah, what is your message to me, Ya Allah? Then he reads, Surah 9, verse 100. Allah speaks of Sahaba. Surah 9, verse 101. Allah speaks of the hypocrites in Medina. وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. So he said, I'm not from these people. Then he read the third verse. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 102. وَآخَرُونَ أَتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا أَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيَّأً. So they are those people who admit, Ya Allah, we are doing wrong, but we do good also. So they make khalat, good deeds, righteous actions, and sins also. He says, Ana minhum, I am from them. Ya Allah, you said, Asallahu ayyatub alayhim, that you will forgive them, Ya Allah. I cry, I beg, I petition you, Ya Allah. I am from those people. I doing good deeds, but with that sometimes, my weakness, and sometimes we fall down like how the baby falls down. So take this legacy. Every verse in the Quran, Allah is speaking to us. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Allah is giving me and you a message. So that is the theory, the Quran Sharif. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us the practical, remember that. Hatim Tai's daughter, she's brought among the kuffar. Your sisters, a lesson for you. So you must remember Hatim Tai was very, very generous. And her scarf and whatever had fallen down. She was brought as a prisoner. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, put her scarf back. Her father was a very honorable man in this sense, very generous. We must not allow even our female prisoners who are non-Muslims that their scarf must fall down. You got the lesson, my sisters? So this is the legacy. This is not only Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must study the whole seerah. 12 Rabiul Awwal to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 12 Rabiul Awwal, Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also took place. So we will discuss that in one of our lectures. Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also took place in Rabiul Awwal. So the lesson I want to leave you with, my brothers, is this, that we must study the seerah. In English, you got Siratul Mustafa, you got the seal nectar, you got Muhammadur Rasulullah by Shaykh Abul Hasan Dadwi. In Urdu, 1,000 books, Arabic, so many books and so forth. So read every day, and I leave you with this hadith. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is a reporter, hadith in Tabarani, أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَىٰ ثَلَاثِ خِلَالِ. Teach your children. Today the children are lost. Because we the parents, we also busy. Day and night with the movies, day and night with the cell phone. We can come playing fishing, golfing. We don't know they're catching two-legged fish or what fish they're catching. You know how things go here also. So you must remember this, brother. Teach your children three things. حُبِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ, the true love and ishq for the Master alayhi salam. وَحُبِّ أَهَلِ الْبَيْتِ, the true love for the family of Nabi alayhi salam. وَحُبِّ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, and the love of reciting the noble Qur'an. Allah ta'ala make us from them. We thank all the directors of Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, all my brothers, mashallah, who help us, our High Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, our engineers, Dawood Munli, and that side there, our brother Lukolo, and mashallah, all of you there to come for our program, where you listen in the morning. So we only ask of one thing, that make dua Allah Ta'ala accept us and make our khatima on iman, and remember that tomorrow night also is Thursday night, so make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak. One quick news item, I'll mention it tomorrow. Remember that the Saudi delegation went and they told them, you're not allowed to come to Aqsa. What a smack in the face. Why? You want to make deal with Israel, the haramis? We don't allow you in Aqsa. Why? It's not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. It's Qa'idul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to the Baytullah. They are traitors to Medina Munawwara. You can have Miladun Nabi. You can have Siratun Nabi. You can have what? But the person who built Sanama right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never be a Muslim. Understand this. Namus e Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka tahaffuz karna farz hai. To protect the honor of Nabi alayhi salam, to protect the honor of Sahaba is compulsory if we have true iman. So we must rise up to that. And don't fear, you won't get visa and you won't get all that. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib was expelled from Medina Munawwara, but is buried in Baqi. Who can take away all this? So we make dua, we got 1 minute left, inshallah. So make dua for us and the ummah at large, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن يا حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين